big winter storm of the season is hitting a good chunk of Wisconsin today. Freezing rain, sleet, fog, and significant snowfall are all on the table. But are you ready for it?
We'll get some advice in just a minute, but we also want to know, how do you prepare for winter weather? What tips can you share with us? And do you actually like this weather? If so, what do you do to enjoy it, or what do you do to cope with it? You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or send an email, talk@WPR.org.
Joining us now is Todd Pritchard. He's the Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for Wisconsin Emergency Management. Todd, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thanks, Veronica. Thanks for having me.
Can you give us a quick update on what this storm is doing in Wisconsin so far?
Yeah, really, it's every part of the state's having some different form of winter right now, right? Northwestern Wisconsin is getting hit by heavy snow. We're kind of concerned about a band of potential freezing rain going through kind of west central into north central Wisconsin overnight into tomorrow. Then we have severe fog kind of in the lower, southern part of the state. And then behind all this stuff is a cold snap, the likes of which we have not seen for a long time. Mm. I mean, we're talking about potential wind chills in the, minus 25, minus 30 degree range when we get into next week. So we're really going to see just about everything here in the next 72 hours or so.
Yeah, I just saw a symbol on my iPhone for weather that I've never seen before in Bayfield right now. So I think it looked like it's hailing. It shows these little balls plinking around. So it looks like just about everything's going on.
Yeah, and that I think is really kind of the big concern over the next, especially 24 hours, probably, is that freezing rain. You've got slick roads that are either, they're already wet, that have had some moisture on them. They might freeze up overnight and into tomorrow as that cold system comes through and temperatures drop. And then the potential of having a kind of rain and freezing rain on top of that. We're watching for the possibility of having a quarter to a half inch of ice buildup. And of course, if we get that on trees and power lines, we could see a lot of folks losing power and trees going down and roads becoming pretty slick. So I think the best thing that folks can do for the next few days is really watch the road conditions, first of all. The Department of Transportation has their awesome 511 site, so you can go to www.511wi.gov and check out the road conditions. They update it continuously. Or you can just call 511 from any phone in Wisconsin. They'll update you on the roads. And I think we really just need to kind of watch out for, the potential of folks, losing power and having, that kind of thing happen.
We've had a lot of months to forget how to drive in winter weather. Any quick reminders for us from emergency management?
Yeah, you know what? It's so common sense, but you're right. We always forget, and it always takes those first few snowstorms to remind us all, just slow down. That is such a key. It sounds like common sense, and it is, but, taking it easy on the accelerator, taking it easy on the brake, making sure that you're not making any dramatic moves. And remember, your car is not going to stop on a dime like it usually does on a clear, sunny, warm summer day. It's going to take a lot longer for it to stop. That momentum is not working in your favor at this time of the year. And we really encourage folks to make sure they have a winter kit in their car, because if you're driving, especially in remote parts of the state, if you get into trouble, if you slide into a ditch, it may take a while for rescue folks to get to you. And with these kind of bitterly cold conditions that we're facing, it really is potentially life-threatening if you're stuck out in the elements. So, having a kit with, just some basics, a flashlight, just some snack food to keep you going, a blanket, extra clothes. I always think it's a great idea to have a cell phone adapter in the car, because the moment you need to call for help is the moment you don't have any battery power left in your phone. So, having that to be able to plug in and just a little trick that, keep at least a half a tank of gas in your car. If you are stranded, at least you can run the engine every, hour. You could run it for just a few minutes to kind of warm up the car. It's not going to be toasty warm, but warm enough to keep you going. And if you do that, just crack the window just a little bit to let some fresh air in to make sure there's not a danger of carbon monoxide.
Quick reminder that we're talking about winter weather, and we want to hear your winter coping tips. So what do you do to prepare for rough weather? What do you do to enjoy the snow and cold or to avoid the snow and cold. Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Todd, outside of the car, what are some of the ways we can make sure our homes are ready for winter storms and those possible power failures?
Well, you know, that's a great question. Having some basic supplies in your house just in case that you're kind of stuck there for a while is always a great idea. And remember, you know, when the power goes out, sometimes people think of alternative ways of getting heat into a house, especially if you have electric heat. But remember, never use like a gasoline or a propane heater or a grill, like a gas or a charcoal grill, inside a home or any kind of unventilated area. You know, carbon monoxide is such a fast killer, and that is one way we lose so many people every year across the country by folks using those kind of tools in ways that they're not meant to be used. So, you know, really be careful of that. And this is a great time if you haven't had a chance to, you know, get your furnace checked out, make sure it's in good working order. And, of course, you know, make sure you have a carbon monoxide detector on every level of your home. It's required by law, but even better, it's just peace of mind and just common sense to make sure, just like having a smoke detector, that carbon monoxide detector can tell you if that, you know, that gas that you can't see, you can't smell, you can't taste is in your home. We just had an incident on Saturday where 8 people in Janesville were treated for carbon monoxide poisoning in their home. So it happens every year, and it's so preventable.
Todd, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Todd Pritchard. He's the Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for Wisconsin Emergency Management. And now let's go to the phones. We have Cindy joining us from Cedarburg. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
What do you think about the weather?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
I'm one of the few.
You're one of the few. And what is it that you like about it?
Well, growing up, my dad would always tell us that, you know, he did winter camping, and when they worked for the CCC, it was a lot of hard work and, you know, didn't matter what the weather was. And the attitude they took was the weather was never bad. It was the clothing or how you were prepared. So I agree with the emergency management guy. Make sure you have stuff in your car, boots, snow pants, especially if you're traveling off, you know, main roads and stuff like that. So
be prepared.
Yeah, I love being outside. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks so much for the call, Cindy.
We'll go now to Dan in Racine. Dan, hi.
Hello there.
Hi. What's your advice?
Well, I'm a delivery guy, and I drive a pretty good-sized truck. It's not as large as a semi, but just a friendly reminder that I definitely will not stop on a dime. And sometimes the traffic, people in the small little cars don't remember that.
And so they pull up right in front of you or take you've left some safe stopping distance between you and the car ahead of you, and they fill that up, huh?
Exactly. Happens every day.
All right. Well, Dan, you drive really carefully out there, and I hope the people around you will drive carefully as well.
All right. Thanks to Dan for that call. And let's move next to Janet in Platteville. Hi, Janet.
Hi. My thing that I used to carry a lot in the winter was a coal shovel. I think you can still buy them. It has a flat edge across it, a short handle. It's not like a garden spade, so it fits in the car fairly easy, and it has an edge on the sides of the actual shovel part, and so it goes right under the wheel. It fits right under it that you can scoop out the snow or ice that's literally under the wheel.
Okay, so easier for digging out.
Yeah, and it fits in the car, like I said, it has a short handle with a D handle, and it just fits good in the garage.
All right, that's good advice, and I think I've got a coal shovel around, actually, from my grandfather. So thanks for that, Janet, and be careful out there. Thanks for your help. Well, thank you for your calls as we get ready for a winter wave coming through. A lot of messy stuff making its way through the state, fog and ice and hail and freezing rain. And after that, a cold snap.
Mm-hmm. Lots to look forward to and get ready for.